Support for this IPR podcast comes from Iowa Community Foundations, an initiative of the Iowa Council of Foundations, connecting donors to causes they care about. Details on the Endow Iowa Tax Credit Program at communityfoundations.org.
Today is Monday. It is the 22nd of April. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. The 2024 legislative session ended early Saturday. Lawmakers made some major changes to the state's area education agencies and increased teacher salaries to a minimum of $50,000. They also passed a billion-dollar tax cut and an overhaul of the state's behavioral health system. Speaker Pat Grassley says House Republicans got all of their priority bills to the governor's desk, and most had bipartisan support.
I know this session has had some bumps, even within our own caucus. Even with the Democrats, this has been an interesting session that we went through. But I think that there are some things that we can be extremely proud of that we've been able to do, been able to work together on.
House Minority Leader Jennifer Confer says Democrats introduced proposals to help lower costs for Iowans, but Republicans ignored them. She says Republicans chose to focus on politics and special interests in this session. People who want to see a casino in Cedar Rapids got a bit of a break over the weekend. The legislature adjourned for the year without passing a proposed five-year moratorium extension on new casinos in the state. The House voted to extend that moratorium. The Senate did not vote on it. Republican State Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton said this is a policy lawmakers should set.
I think this fits in perfectly with our role. I think this fits in perfectly with making sure the Racing Gaming Commission can do their job.
Kaufman says the commission has vague rules for considering casino license applications. Democratic Representative Sammy Sheets of Cedar Rapids says the proposal would have effectively blocked his city from getting a casino license. Iowans at a public forum over the weekend warned a federal antitrust official that the sale of a fertilizer plant in Lee County could result in unfair pricing for farmers. IPR's Grant Gerlach reports the deal could face scrutiny with the Federal Trade Commission.
Late last year, OCI Global agreed to sell its anhydrous ammonia plant to a Koch Industries subsidiary. At an Iowa Farmers Union forum in downtown Nevada, several speakers mentioned that the state invested in that plant with incentives aimed at creating more competition in the fertilizer industry. Now it could give way to consolidation. Ankeny farmer LaVon Griffune says it's harder to make money when a handful of companies control the supplies she relies on.
We had great crop prices last year. Every time it goes up, everything else goes up with it.
FTC Chair Lena Kahn was at the event and confirmed the agency is interested in the sale. A Koch fertilizer spokesperson said in a statement the company is committed to operating and growing production at the Southeast Iowa plant.
The University of Iowa's Council on the Status of Women says the university is making a mistake by closing a sexual violence support service. IPR's Zachary Oren-Smith has that story.
Citing the university's lack of transparency with the community and the addition of barriers for survivors, the UI Council on the Status of Women says it opposes the closure of the Rape Victim Advocacy Program. Iowa City's Domestic Violence Intervention Program says it will fill the gap left by RVAP. A spokesperson for the Domestic Violence Program told IPR News that it will convene a council of community partners and experts to help advise what services the organization will need to add to best serve the 8-county region RVAP oversaw. In its letter, the council specifically said it did not oppose the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, but that the university's decision to remove the Rape Victim Advocacy Program was inconsistent with its mission.
The Mississippi River Bridge between Lansing and Wisconsin reopened over the weekend. It had been closed since February 25th after two of its piers moved slightly. Workers have built new piers supported by steel pilings extending 100 feet down to the bedrock. Old pilings extended 40 feet below ground. The DOT suspected that work on a new bridge near the current one might have caused those piers to shift. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Iowa's 2024 legislative session ended very early in the morning Saturday after lawmakers worked through the night to finish the state budget and pass some final bills. IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarik is here to talk about what happened in those final hours of the session. Hey, Katarina.
Good morning, Michael.
What were those final hours of the session like?
Well, there was a lot of debate in the House and Senate, and there was also a lot of waiting for leaders to hash out a final agreement behind closed doors. And as it got later and later, some lawmakers were singing and dancing in the back of the House chamber while they were waiting for debate to start. Some fell asleep. I don't blame them. And it went into Saturday morning, and then the Senate finally passed its last budget bill and adjourned at 3:26 a.m., Senators left without taking up several things the House wanted them to pass, and then the House voted on the final budget bills, leaders gave speeches, and the House adjourned at 4:23 Saturday morning.
All right, so what major bills got passed on that last day?
Well, the House and Senate passed a bill to cut the personal income tax to a flat rate of 3.8% starting next year. The top income tax rate is currently 5.7%. That bill also included a bunch of other things, like some changes to a property tax relief law that was passed last year. And Reynolds' proposal to eliminate, merge, and change a lot of state boards and commissions also got through on the last day.
Was there anything new that got added to the budget bills in the end?
Well, the legislature approved $2 million and 12 Department of Public Safety employees for a new illegal immigration task force that includes investigating drug trafficking and human trafficking. That bill also included further budget cuts to the area education agencies. The education budget included a policy barring public universities from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, except for ones required for accreditation and federal contracts. And this wasn't on a budget bill, but after midnight, the House added a policy that would extend the moratorium on new casinos in Iowa. The Senate didn't pass it, though, so that means Cedar Rapids could seek a casino license later this year.
Governor Reynolds also signed dozens of bills into law Friday. What were some of the major ones?
She signed a bill into law that's meant to make it easier for school districts to arm teachers and other staff. So that now allows school staff to get a professional permit to carry a firearm if their school board allows it, and it gives them civil and criminal liability protections. Reynolds also signed a bill into law on what was likely the last possible day to help Iowans who were sexually abused by Boy Scout leaders decades ago get their full payout as part of a national settlement.
And how did the governor's priorities fare this session?
She got most of her big priorities through the legislature. Lawmakers made significant changes to her proposals, but many of Reynolds' main ideas are becoming law. She wanted to cut income taxes more quickly than current law, make major changes to the area education agencies, raise teacher pay, overhaul the behavioral health system, and eliminate a bunch of state boards and commissions. And those all got done in the end. Some of her priorities got rejected, though, including her proposal for 4 weeks of paid family leave for state workers and to expand access to birth control.
And what did Republican leaders say about the session as a whole?
Governor Reynolds said that she's proud of what was accomplished and she wants to keep building on it to bring prosperity and stability for every Iowan. Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer released a statement calling the session a tremendous success. Republican leaders in the House had a bit of a different take, though. House Speaker Pat Grassley and Majority Leader Matt Winchell both said it was a very tough session for them, but they're still very proud of what they accomplished.
And on the other side, what did Democratic leaders say about the session?
House Minority Leader Jennifer Confirst says that Democrats introduced bills to help everyday Iowans, but she says Republicans ignored them and chose politics and special interests. She said Iowans will remember that Republicans slashed funding for the area education agencies and that the new tax cuts will hurt Iowa's budget. Senate Minority Leader Pam Yocum says Republican lawmakers served the governor instead of their constituents.
And now that the session's over, what's next?
The governor has a few weeks to sign bills into law, so we'll be following that news as it happens.
All right. IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarik, thanks for this and for the last 4 months.
Thanks, Michael.
That's Here First from IPR News. I'm Michael Leland. Have a great day.